Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy, 52 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. 51 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
Well, no one else has picked it up, so I'll go ahead and start the net. QST, QST, QST. This is the U of M Sunday night net. I will go ahead and host this unless somebody else feels that I shouldn't. This is Mike, KE8TWV. I'll act as the net control tonight. I'm doing this all ad lib, so I don't have a script. We'll try to do it the best I can. This is a directed net. We'll take check-ins in the following order. We'll start with short time and portable stations. Digital stations such as EchoLink, which I'm on, as well as, and then we'll come back to the RF stations. As Pat would say, this is also now a net that will be recorded, so just be advised of that, because it's part of All-Star. All right, we'll start off with any short-time or portable stations. Please check in now, and please give me your call sign and name, and then phonetically if you could.
This is November 8th, Sierra, Bravo, Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
Okay, Dave, any other, we've got N8SBE, any other stations? Okay, nothing heard. Dave, go ahead, please, if you would, with your first transmission. I think we're only going to have time for one tonight.
All right, thank you, Mike. This is Dave, and we're out walking around the neighborhood tonight. It's about 50 degrees out here and very little wind, so I guess it's okay to be outside. And I don't really have much else to say other than the fact that the Detroit Lions essentially beat the Jaguars tonight by 52-6, and that is the highest margin of any team in NFL history. They are now 9-1 on the season, and so they may actually end up in the Super Bowl. This is NASCU back to net.
Yeah, very good day. Yeah, the that was pretty impressive. I didn't know about the large margin. Heard it parts of it on the radio while we were running errands earlier today. And, yep, it looks like the fall is starting to take a real good bite on us, and very good they're out there running around in pedestrian mobile. Thank you for joining. All right, we'll now go to any other digital stations such as EchoLink or All-Star. Please call now. This is Mike, KE8PWV, Net Control. Okay, I didn't hear anything, so We'll move on to any and all stations. Any and all stations that would like to join the net tonight, please call. Net Control, KE8PWV, please give your call sign, name, and if you would be so kind as to give me your call sign one more time phonetically tonight.
Kilo 8 Echo Victor KAEV Orbit.
WSAU Matt Whiskey Sierra 8 Uniform.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar India Sierra KB8 OIF John.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Romeo Echo John KF8 ARE.
Alpha Charlie 8 Tango R Don.
Okay, I have Kilo 8 Echo Victor, and I didn't catch the name. Whiskey 8 Sierra Alpha Uniform Matt. And KB8 OIS John. KF8 Echo Alpha Romeo, I believe it is. And did I miswrite that? That may be John as well. And, of course, we've got Don, AC8TO. Any other stations? Actually, let's go back to Echo Victor. Did I get the name right? I didn't get the name. Can I get your name?
Yeah, the name is Ovid. That's Oscar Victor, via Delta Echo. Sounds like COVID, but no relation.
Very good. Ovid got that now. All right, so we have five stations. Any others that wish to join us tonight for the Sunday night net on the U of M repeater?
Whiskey 8, Sierra Romeo Charlie, Stewart, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Blue Juliet, this is Mo, KE8BZJ.
Okay, I've got Stewart, maybe I got the prefix wrong, W8SRC, and then Mo, any corrections on that before I ask for one last time before we start the round? Okay, nothing heard. Okay, we'll go with Ovid, not COVID, Kilo 8, Echo Victor. Please go ahead and make your transmission.
This is KADV. Not too much to report. I'm actually cold weather very much. I have a very nice reading room, which is cozy and warm and some good books. And for November, December, and January. I do have a note for OIS, John, station manager. And that is actually an email, John, concerning the TS-930. And from EHAM, it will be a fairly interesting picture. Okay. But this is KAD.
Okay. Ovid, I got more room. However, something's going on with EchoLink. I don't think I have a network issue here, but let's just go ahead and jump to you for just a second, WB8OIS. Were you able to get all of what Ovid had to say?
Okay, yep. I'm just looking at his email. And what Ovid's referring to is that recently I just received a donation yesterday of a TS-930 with blown finals, and it looks like that's a radio. So that'll be on the repair bench, and the repair group will be taking a look at it, either beginning tomorrow or later in the week. If you might, thanks for taking that KB8OIS.
Okay, John, thank you. We'll come back. Just a note here, not so much for you, John, but it is. It is breaking up a little bit for me on EchoLink. This could be a bandwidth issue, though I haven't seen it yet here at home. We'll continue on. I should be able to continue the net. If not, I'm going to maybe pass it off to somebody else like Matt. In fact, why don't we go ahead and just let Matt have his transmission. W8, ASU, please go ahead and tell us what's going on in your world.
Thanks for running the look at that repeater. Apparently dropped audio before it gave me the kernel back, so hopefully I'm not just talking to myself here. But I spent this week or so copying the images, post-scan TV images off the International Space Station as it's passed over. It passes have come over Michigan around probably about starting about 4 or 5 p.m. up until about 2, 3 in the morning. So they weren't the ones that were super late or early at, you know, like 7 in the morning or something like that. So it was a little easier to copy them this time. So I copied many images. Occasionally some of them I've even copied the whole thing without because I need to go through them and see if I've got all. I think there were some 16 or 18 of them, so I'll have to see how, or maybe there's 12. Got all the same, all the images, or if I've just got the same one many times. So that's what I've been doing, and hopefully the repeater is still repeating. So, anyhow, this is definitely back in WCU.
Well, fine business, Matt. The problem that I seem to be having is just an echo link problem. The repeater's doing pretty good. I'm listening to it in RF. And good job on the ISS downlinks. I haven't had even had a chance to even look at it trying to downlink. But we'll work on that another day. So I continue down the list and say hello again back to John, WB8OIS. Please give us your transmission.
Thanks again, Mike. Yeah, I have nothing else to add. Back to you, K8OIS.
Okay, John. Well, thank you, and thank you for working on the shack as well as all the other repeater issues. We really appreciate it. Okay, let's go to John, KF8EAR. It's time for your transmission there, sir, John.
Hello, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Romeo. It's Jonathan. I was at your meeting earlier this week, and nothing to report, but I'm getting intermittent signals in your transmission, and I'm also getting a faint echo. So that's all I have to report, KF8ARE.
Okay. Thanks, John, for pointing out the remote echo. I'm listening to it on RF. And because I'm in a, I can sometimes get the repeater, and many times I cannot transmit to it. So I understand, and we'll try to make sure that we continue on. My bandwidth here, hopefully it's still working okay. Thank you for the repeat on the echo, and Jonathan got that under control for now. So let's move on to Don, AC8T, with all your external lab projects, the weather reporting machine, et cetera.
Thanks. This is AC8T, Don. I'll begin by thanking you for taking it control this week. And, yeah, I've been I'm out of time on my projects other than I was playing around a little with a volcanic sensor and, I've actually matched one in my house where the air is actually pretty clean, which is good, and one out in my outdoor detached shed, which I suspect because I've got like a solar and generator and a gas can there, I must be getting some gasoline vapors, and it's catching a lot, but I'm struggling to figure out how to report the results. But, you know, I'm getting numbers at least, and it's basically the resistance of the sensor drops when it's exposed to organic smells like gasoline, fumes, alcohol fumes, anything like that, carbon for that matter. So, yeah, play around with that. Sir, tonight, almost everyone, you and all the people at RF and EchoLink, seem to occasionally take a brief dropout, but I've been able to copy everybody just fine, but I'm getting through okay. That's about it for me, ACT, back to net.
Okay, Don. Very good. Sorry about that. I I'm doing the best I can here with the equipment that I've got. Glad you're working on things there, and we'll see how things progress with your report next. I'm sorry I saw that you're in and out, but perhaps you can still join us, W8SRC. Come on in if you've got a second and see how you're doing today. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move on to Mo. K8BZJ, please come in and give us your transmission.
Yeah, good evening, all. This is K8BZJ. I'm stopping by to say hi and wish you all a great start to the week. Things are well over there with you. Back to net.
Okay, Mo, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And it's going to be an interesting week with the weather and everything. So thank you for joining. And it's been a while since I've signed myself. So this is KE8PWV running the Sunday U of M repeater net. This net held at 8 o'clock in case anybody else is listening. And if anybody else would like to, please call now with your call sign and name, and if you would be so kind as to give it phonetically as well. This is KE8PWV. Okay, nothing heard. Any checks, any rechecks, or any other updates? Please call now, net control, KE8PWV.
Yeah, this is KE8EV, open, returning with another question for John OIS, and that is that the hearing on the repeater is like a stutter. It goes for a few seconds and then it just interrupts or blocks. Not sure what that's from. Perhaps some gain control too high and there's an automatic limiting circuit. But anyhow, I wanted to.
Okay, Ovid, your transmissions were broken at the very end. I'm not sure if it's if you're portable or which. We got most of that. John, do you want to try to answer that?
Thanks, Mike, KBHOAS. Yeah, I'm monitoring everybody on X. Turned down the sensitivity. Most everybody's transmitting in the red, and when you hit the red, the transmission drops out on RF. So I think that's a problem. It's just my guess. Back to you, Mike, KBHOS.
Okay, John. And thank you for monitoring that. And as I said a couple of times, thank you for what you do for the repeater and the club. All right. Any other rechecks or any new additions for the Sunday night net? This is KE8PWV running net control. Okay, nothing heard, so I'll go ahead and wrap up the net. Looks like we spent 21 minutes, and we had one. I should have asked before. I should have counted this before one. Four, five, six, seven, eight. We had 9 participants, including myself, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. Until next week, hope you have a safe and pleasant week, and may you have good DXing if that's what you're looking for, and your activities are good as well. 7-3 to all, says Mike KE8TWV, returning the repeater back to use.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, 53 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, 51 degrees.